Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
It is possible that we have seen the last of Josh Gordon in the NFL.
You know, it's obviously an unfortunate situation. Personally, I wish him the very best, as we all do on this team.
But at the end of the day, at the end of the week, at the end of the month, at the
What is your point?
This guy cares more about off-the-field substances more than he does about being a professional.
Don't say that. That's just dumb. That's asinine.
I like this.
This ends New England's Super Bowl threat. It's over.
They're going to Atlanta.
It is officially over.
They're
going
to go to the Super Bowl.
It's over for New England this year.
Oh, you suck!
Right now.
Merry New Year!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Probably the dumbest thing with a litany of dumb things that my weekend partner has ever said, that Josh Gordon, quote, cares more about weed than he does playing football. My argument to that yesterday was, well, it's not necessarily a choice that he wants to make. It's something that's kind of called a, you know, chemical imbalance. If you have a drug addiction, and I know weed is not supposedly addicting, but if he's doing other things, or, you know, there's a connection.
The release from the anxiety can be the addiction.
Right. Exactly.
Getting out from under the anxiety or whatever creates that in him isn't necessarily the chemical addiction in the outlet.
Right.
But he has other issues too. I mean, there's alcohol has been a part of his history. Right. He's been very open about that.
And it could be you know what? Maybe it's the alcohol. Maybe he was tagged for alcohol and not weed.
Yeah, I don't have the specifics, but
nobody does. But
and you knew I mean, this was a possibility.
Yeah, and you put it the way I felt yesterday morning. I mean, right away I was like, boom. When it came out at 9:30 or 8:30, whatever time it was, I was shocked for a second just because of the timing, because I wasn't ready for it. I don't sit there every day going, well, when's the news about Josh Gordon coming out? When's he failing a drug test? When's he getting suspended? So I was hit and stunned a little bit, and then I was like, okay, but I was stunned by the timing, the fact that it came out when it came out, but not really shocked at all, because how I felt when they signed him was, great signing, you take a shot at it, but if it blows up in week 2, if it blows up in week 10, if it blows up in week 16, I'm not going to be surprised. And I guess if you think the Patriots have a chance in the playoffs, or if the Patriots can make any sort of run in the playoffs, you'd rather have it happen, you know, with 2 games to go in the regular season as opposed to happening the night before the AFC Championship game, if they were to get there.
Yeah, it's not ideal. You're scrambling, but you have a couple weeks to try to figure out what this offense is before you play a win-or-go-home type game in the postseason. So, but you also have what you have. You're not going to go out there and find some replacement, and you've lost a role. Chris Hogan is not Josh Gordon. Even Chris Hogan at his best from a couple years ago.
Chris Hogan's not even the Chris Hogan that we saw a year ago.
Right, but even at his best, he's not giving you that same mold.
Right.
As big and as strong, and like it's a different kind of production you'd hope to get out of him in a similar spot on the field. It's not the same guy, not even close.
Let's grab Chris, who's in Walpole at 617-779-7937. Chris, you're up next on OMF here on WEEI. Hey, Chris.
How are you, handsome?
Good. How are you doing, beautiful?
So, real quick, Hogan's been junk for years. He gets in situations and blown coverage, and then he makes the catch. But that's neither here nor there, in my opinion. But the reason I'm calling today, I want to touch on Josh Gordon. And basically what I think, I don't think he was super talented like everybody else is continuously saying. I mean, I know he's definitely slightly better than average. He had a great year, and there was some potential there. But I feel like everyone is talking this guy like he is the second coming of Randy Moss, what I've heard people say. My second point, real quickly, guys, and then I'll listen, is about the anxiety thing. Now, I personally suffer from anxiety, and the conversation was brought up today. So I work with a guy who's a hunter, and we were talking about how he hunts and how he will literally sit in a perch for 6 hours. So I asked him how he uses the bathroom and this and that. Now, my anxiety affects me. I went paintballing this one time, and I wore a Sci-5 item. So I was perched up in the paintball arena for not even 10 minutes, and I had totally...
I like stories.
...my ditem. I totally expunged my ditem.
Okay. That's a great story, Chris.
What's a ditem?
I have no idea, and
you
don't want to
concerned
ask.
Where that was going.
I did, and I kind of called
as
it.
As someone
so.
Who has his own issues, you seemed concerned where that was going.
I wasn't...
And when you were concerned, I became concerned.
I wasn't so concerned with his supposed anxiety. I was more concerned with... where he was going and what he was about to say.
You don't think he really suffers from anxiety?
He might. I'm going to say no.
No, I think he does.
I'm going to say no.
Did he say ditem?
I don't know what that is, so I'm not even going to say the word because I don't even know if it's
could it be a
real
pill
word.
Or something?
Why don't you Google it?
D-I-D-O-M, is that how you spell ditem? Like, I don't know what he said.
try three different, try I-M- O M A M E M E N
anxiety, and then dumb
that word. Okay, it's, while yeah, you do
I
that,
got nothing.
I'm gonna grab.
Ooh, ditem. Anxiety ditem comes up.
What is it? What does it say?
Ditem forum hotels in.
Well,
ditem,
while you do that,
Ditem's a place in Turkey.
I'll go to Will in Tewksbury. Hi, Will. How are you? Welcome to OMF with Andy and Greg. What's going on, Will?
Nothing much. I was just here to talk about the. Like Brady and his MCL injury?
Yes, we were just getting to that. Are you worried?
Why did you mention that, Will?
I'm not really that worried by it. I think it's like a little bit of rumors because, like, you know, he has been playing to his best, but he's also getting old. So, you know.
Yeah, I do think there's a certain degree, and even when Mike Giardi, NFL Network.
What the hell was that? What was that?
Are you angry with our callers? Because
well, no,
I'm going to just say it. I am not. Anybody
what
who wants
that?
To call,
I'm not really.
Call.
It's just an
listen,
FCR, it's
listen.
Just who cares?
It's the Friday before Christmas. It is 3:23.
Can we do better than that, please?
Call.
Can
I don't care
better?
If you're better or worse. I'll talk to you.
Greg
just
is
call.
Notoriously bad with callers.
Well, what are you doing?
I am?
Have you ever
bad
listened
at pulling
to those?
Them up.
Oh, say that again, Eamon.
I said you're bad at pulling them up.
Yes, I am bad. I'm, you know, to be
drop
honest
them
with you,
accidentally.
Though, knock on wood, I'm doing a better job of pulling up the callers and hanging up on them. Doing a better job. I will screw it up at some point in time.
Don't criticize.
But I get aggravated with certain callers.
Call. We want you to call.
Yes.
That will make my next 3.5 hours or whatever, or 2.5 hours
don't
go by
quicker.
Don't
you dare say 3.5 hours.
2.5, sorry, bad math. That will make my time go quicker. So whatever you want to talk about, ditems or anxiety or MCLs or Mike Giardi's report, call some more.
Open table. Open,
yes.
That
open
reminds
form.
Me of Rajon Rondo.
Yes.
You want to talk about Rajon Rondo?
Friday before
absolutely.
Christmas.
I'm sick of Hanley.
You want to talk about what Andy Hart does when he goes home at night? More
sure,
than welcome
we'll
to call
talk about it. But I did want to get back to
yeah.
the first caller before his anxiety story about paintballing.
The Brady thing. And I should
No.
Oh.
The Moss thing.
Oh, the Moss thing. Okay.
You have to differentiate.
Sorry, it was the second caller who wanted
yes.
to do the Brady.
You got
no
rid of him quickly.
Thing,
yes. Who this is.
Randy, the comparisons to Randy Moss might have been more apt in 2013 when he had that 1,600 yards in 14 games. He missed the first two due to suspension, no surprise. I think the first guy in NFL history to have like back-to-back 200-yard receiving games. We saw it here, took a slant and went 80 yards. He was a freakish athlete back then. Don't confuse that, in my opinion, with what you've seen this year. I have not seen that guy. I've seen
a
competitive, above-average receiver, but I also saw production.
I saw flashes.
I'm not sure I ever saw a single flash of the old guy.
I did. I thought that there were a couple of times where I thought, okay, maybe he's trending towards where he was. Maybe he's in better shape.
When?
Maybe it'd be more like that guy.
All
there,
I saw was
plays here or
a couple
there,
catches.
But,
you know, the Chicago was the low point where he had that ball and he just couldn't get the burst to break away for the touchdown. It was more.
Was that the he got tired?
Yes.
Game?
Okay. Yes. It was more contested catches and out jumping a guy. That I saw and
what
I liked.
What was more, what we all. I mean, didn't you think that when he was coming here, he was going to take the top off
yeah,
the defense and just fly down the
he
field?
Didn't.
And I think the concern what a lot of people didn't think he would do is go over the middle.
Right.
And basically what he did.
He was. The reason you look good on contested catches is because they're contested. There's a guy there, right?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
You don't look good on contested catches when you run right by the guy, when you're 5 yards behind him.
You look good on contested catches.
I feel like you're mocking me.
I would never
do that. Don't mock me. At least do it behind my back, not to my face.
Oh, that's right.
Live radio.
That's right. I got to be like everybody else.
I can actually see you.
Got to be like everybody else in this business. Talk about them behind their backs.
But,
that's right.
So he wasn't Randy Moss here and now. He didn't have that potential. He wasn't that type of player, that type of athlete anymore. No questioning that. But then I also would say He also caught 40 balls for 18 yards a catch. That's not anything to just sniff at, Belichickian style, at, right?
Snort at. Yeah.
So the truth is somewhere in the middle. He's not irreplaceable. He wasn't Randy Moss, but you were leaning on him. Don't forget, there was a game a couple weeks ago. They threw him the ball 12 times. Right? 12 times. That's a lot for Tom Brady to say, I'm going to throw the ball in your direction this many times. And I'd also say his value was as much about the way teams tried to defend him. I think in this whole post-Gronk era where teams don't fear Gronk quite as much, I think they started to say, well, we'll double Gordon to make sure he doesn't take the top off, make sure Gordon doesn't beat us down the field. Now I feel like you have a bunch of guys out there. Who are they doubling? Right, who are they worried about?
So who
do you fear?
With Gordon, nobody. I don't fear anybody.
Double
That's bad.
Seven.
With
double
Gordon?
87.
Not anymore, Charlie.
I mean,
not doubling 87
I'm not sure you need
to. Teams still do.
Well, who
teams
else are you going to double? Dorsett?
Well,
Edelman at five yards underneath.
Why even take the chance of Gronk one-on-one?
That takes stress away from the defense.
So Gordon is gone, okay? Who does he affect the most negatively? Besides, in the passing
I'd say
game.
Gronk, because if you're going to double one of them, now you took one away. Well, I'll just double Gronk.
Definitely going to double Gronk.
And even though I don't think Gronk's as good as he was, I'm going to double Gronk and make sure he's not beating me. I just think it takes away some pressure from the defense because they really don't fear anybody. There's no one where they're saying that guy can embarrass me because you know Chris Hogan, you're not going to let him free anymore because I'm not putting three guys on Gordon like the Steelers did, even though it was a screw-up, obviously. But I just think it there's a breath of relief from defenses. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just stop Gronk, and then the rest of them we can deal with. None of them other guys, Hogan, Dorsett, Edelman, maybe Patterson every once in a while can hit a big play, but there's no consistency there. None of them is going to beat
James
us.
James White?
Yeah. Is he going to beat me?
No.
He might get his 8-yard catch, and I'll tackle him, and then we'll live to fight another day.
Be interesting to see what they do. I wouldn't be shocked if they decide to let's try the running game.
I think that's the biggest.
Let's
Sony Michel
let's hand
needs
off
to step
the ball
up.
23 times to Sony Michel and see if we can be that kind of team going into the playoffs.
I thought that with Gordon, that they need balance to be at their best this year.
Yes.
I think when you saw that, the Chiefs game early in the year, those 100-yard games, they had balance. They had some ability to run the football. I thought they needed to do that more with Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think they really, Sony Michel. Phony Michelle, as your partner
You got it right. Sony
I'll call him
Michelle.
Sony.
You call him phony?
No,
you call
I do
him
not.
Phony?
I think that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard on these airwaves, and that is saying something. That is ridiculous.
Phony Michelle.
Yeah.
Sony Michelle.
Phony Mark James.
Sony Michelle.
But I think he needs to step up. I mean, it's not unexpected to say he's a first-round running back. We're late in the year. I need to lean on you. I invested in you. You're a first-round running back. I'm treating you like you're a major part of my offense, even though you are a rookie.
A first-round pick for that guy?
Yeah!
He sucks.
He blows.
617-779-7937. Let me grab a call before we do anything else.
He blows. That guy's awful.
Shut up.
Oh, not Dave.
Go to... No, I'm not.
Dave doesn't blow.
Andy.
Oh. What's
up, guys? How are you?
Hi, good. Dave. How are you?
Great. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to both of you.
Thank you. Same
too.
To you,
thanks.
Dave. Appreciate that.
Hey, really quick. My expectations for the season... At the beginning of the year, were hot, you know.
Really?
They were at the beginning, but that's because of every year, you know, that I have the high expectations with the Brady and Belichick. But what I wanted to say was, I don't even expect them to make the AFC championship game, never mind getting by the first round. But
they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
Hear that? You hear Christian Fourier? What do you know, Dave? Christian Fourier played the game, and he thinks they're going to the Super Bowl.
I don't know. I'm very doubtful, but I wanted to talk to you guys real quick and get your perspective about. I'm more concerned about the future. Like if they don't have anything in the waiting, like for a quarterback. I mean, God, Hoyer, what's he going to do for the Patriots? You know?
Wow, Dave, that's very telling. That it is the second to last week of the regular season heading into the postseason and you're thinking about the future quarterback. That tells me what you think of this team. You've already moved on to the big picture, the offseason, the turning over the roster, the draft.
I'm thinking about the future, but my future is year to year. Like I don't give two craps about 2020 or 21 or 22. I care about 2019.
You guys are big Danny Etling fans?
No.
Okay.
I actually have a pretty interesting take on this that we almost come into the break.
Ooh,
here?
That's
we
a good are here now.
That's
a,
hold
not
on.
Not sure
that.
I
hold
want to
that.
Unveil it at 31 past the hour.
Can you unveil it at say 35 or
you're
so?
You're damn
past
right
the hour?
I can.
All
we
right.
can talk
very
big picture.
Interesting observation and from Andy Hart and more phone calls. See you guys lined up. We'll get to you. 617-779-7937. Right after the break, OMF with Andy and Greg, Sports Radio WEEI.
I like Christmas.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Humbug, here's you.
Happens to be my favorite Christmas song, actually. Christmas Wrapping by the Waitresses. Nice choice.
Because it has Bah Humbug in it, right?
Bah Humbug. Is that too strong? Because it is my favorite holiday.
Right.
Energy.
I
humbug,
love all
but
Christmas
that's too
songs.
Strong. There it is.
All of them.
You say that again?
I love all of them.
Every single one?
Most.
We've gone
like
from
Hawaiian
all of them.
Christmas greeting.
Malakaliki Maka.
You like
that's a good one.
The 12 Pains of Christmas?
Yeah. Don't love it as much. The not Mariah Carey, the All I Want for Christmas.
You know the 12 Pains, right?
Yes.
What about
Christmas lights?
Who are those guys? Who are the guys? Straight No Chaser, you know, the 12 Days of Christmas, their version.
I don't know that I've heard that
you
one.
You don't know that one. Well, maybe we'll have to find it and play it for
like
you.
Like Pentatonix. Have you heard the new Katy Perry one?
I have not heard the new Katy Perry one.
Cozy Little Christmas.
Oh, ooh.
It's catchy. Trouble is, I don't know how you listen to it because it's done through like Amazon or something. You can only buy it through Amazon.
Heard one last night that Miley Cyrus did on The Tonight Show. It was
not good.
It was a take on, I think it was a take on, was it Jingle Bells? Whatever it was a take on that.
Can't and be
was,
good if you think it was, quote-unquote, a take on Jingle Bells.
It was a take on.
I don't know, did she say Jingle Bells?
Maybe it was White Christmas. It was a take on a Christmas classic.
They're not the same. They're not interchangeable.
I know they're not.
If you don't know what classic it was a take on, then it was terrible.
I forget it then. Never mind.
Did she say White Christmas? Did she say Jingle Bells?
What the hell was it?
Did she say Santa Claus is Coming to Town? Because if she changed it that much, it's a terrible take. And I got a terrible take coming, too.
Santa Baby. Yes, that's what it was. Thank you. It was Santa Baby. That's exactly what it was. You know, Santa Baby,
hurry down the chimney tonight.
Yeah.
The Madonna version and the...
No!
This.
She changed the words around to it.
I've been an awfully good girl.
I don't hate it.
It you know what it gets into? It gets into the women of today. So it changes things around. Like,
oh, and you don't
right
like
here.
That.
No, wait a minute.
Oh boy, here comes Jimmy Fallon. Bet he's going to make a funny face.
She's like basically saying, I don't need your gifts from you. I can buy it on my own.
I don't mind it.
I thought it would be funnier than it was, and it wasn't. You know, it was great. I love Miley Cyrus. She's got a great voice. I love her. I love her voice. And
I like when they get creative, try to mix it up.
I like
the baby it's cold outside,
but it wasn't funny.
The man and the woman switched roles. I know that song's controversial.
I haven't heard
year.
That one.
Yeah, I think, what is it? His and her, him and her.
We'll find that one too at some point in time.
Yeah. I mean, it's Friday before Christmas. I'm pretty sure we can unload the drawer here.
We can basically do anything we want to do.
So you want my take? You go and call.
I'm going to go call.
I agree.
And then we'll do your take, okay? First, we'll get the take from Clint in Duxbury. Clint, you're up next on OMF with Andy and Greg. What's going on, Clint?
Hey, what's up? I just wanted to talk about Stephon Gilmore and how exceptional he's been playing this year.
Yep.
Pro bowler.
I think he's been one of the best corners in the game this year. Like he's been locking down guys all year, and like, he's been a big help to our defense.
He has been really good this year. I think he's deserving of being in the Pro Bowl conversation. I'm always hesitant on these, you know, best corner in the game, because I watch Stephon Gilmore every week. I've seen 14 Stephon Gilmore games, and I've seen the touchdowns he's given up. And in my opinion, in my mind, and maybe I'm still stuck in Ty Law land and Darrell Revis land, he's given up more touchdowns than I think a true elite shutdown corner gives up.
You have the old You have the old football mind of if you're an elite corner, you should never get burned.
Right. Let's go back to 1955.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It's not 1955
that's a me,
anymore,
I think
Andy.
That's a me problem. I don't think it's a Gilmore problem.
No, because if as great as Ty Law was great in 2000, 2002. It's a different game now than it was then. It's a lot more growing, a lot more over the top, more
throwing.
The defense is different.
No question. And I do. I think that's a me problem because I think he's been really good. But then I also get into, I don't know, I didn't watch Denzel Ward play 14 games for the Browns. You know, I don't watch Patrick Peterson every week and see what he still is. Or is he getting by on Patrick Peterson's name and all these various guys. But I can tell you he's been really good. And when they're good on defense, a part of it is he's good. Because he's had some bad road games. The one in Tennessee, they went after him a little bit. You know, there's been bad road games, I think. Detroit, he gave up a touchdown. Probably Jacksonville. I feel like the bad games have coincided with
him giving
him
up touchdowns.
Bad games. So I think
does he have bad games or does he have a bad play or two during those games?
But at corner, that's a bad game. That's the reality of that position.
Well, not in this day, but this is our argument.
I give you $65 million, it is.
But in this day and age of football, if you make one bad play and give up a touchdown, it doesn't necessarily mean you have a bad game because it's such a throwing league and such an offensive league now.
Wow, you're an easy grader. You should go work for Pro Football Focus.
617-779. Was that almost, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
Stephon Gilmore is like a number one corner on Pro Football.
Not surprised. Who do you think made him number one, Ryan? It was me.
That's your side
gig. You know I work for PFF?
I knew it.
Pro Football
almost
Focus.
Sound like you took a shot at them.
Home of no half sacks. You know they only give full sacks?
So what if two guys sack?
They both get a sack.
They both get a full sack?
Oh, yeah.
So somebody could have like 23 sacks?
I got
sacks.
Into a big fight with them on Twitter a couple weeks ago about this.
You?
They made a reference. They also add in postseason stats to just a guy's stat line.
What is,
they do a lot of things.
What is their mindset behind giving a full sack as opposed to a half
they
sack?
Think just
the
a
big
half
sack.
They just think a half sack is stupid that, you know, either a guy got there or he didn't. And I just think that's flawed. I think there are actual half sacks where one guy's come from one side and then he kind of goes the other way and they both hem him in. Because, you know, you can also have the opposite true, where if the left defensive end could have the best pass rush of his life, but if the guy on the right side's getting killed and the quarterback just rolls that way, well, the left end guy still got his job. Why don't you give him a sack? He could have gotten a sack if the other guy had done his job.
Look at the sacks.
I got into a big fight about this. I fought with Sam Munson and the other guy, the big guy that's on NBC sometimes. Right. Fought with them.
Don't fight with the big guy.
You can't choose how you look at statistics. There's a history of statistics. So now I have to go back. You know, Michael Strahan, when he broke the record, did he have four half sacks that season? So he really had like 27 sacks on the year. J.J. Watt. He has, you know, 18 sacks a year. Does he really have 25 every year?
Well, what other sport besides football gives half of anything? I know in the NBA there's no half rebound. There's no half assist in the NHL.
Well, you can't have a half rebound.
Well, yes, sure. What if you both guys, both
somebody yells same
team,
and somebody lets
same
go?
Team.
You can't have a half a rebound. One guy ends up with possession.
No, both guys
sack,
get the ball at the same time.
The
and then one guy goes, I got it. Same team. And one guy lets go. But theoretically,
the guy who's in a contract year holds on.
Exactly.
Landon Roberts, a couple of sacks day.
Talk about it. Let's go to Scott, who's in Texas. Scott, you're up next on OMF with Andy and Craig. Hi, Scott.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing? Merry Christmas.
Yeah, good. Very well. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make a quick point about what you said earlier about how the Pats need to start getting the running game going.
Yep.
For a few reasons, really. First of all, cold weather games call for running more. Not only that, but we got good weapons back there. You got Michel going. And then if you give the ball to Patterson, you get him on a few of those sweeps where he gets ahead of steam. And he can get an easy 8-9 yards. We stopped doing that. I don't know why.
Scott, because I think teams have caught up to it, Scott.
Wait, do you want Patterson out of the backfield? Or do you want Patterson on some of the jet sweeps and things of that nature?
Yeah, I mean both. He looked good in both.
Yeah, he really didn't look great as a running back. He had a couple nice runs that swayed the statistics, and there was one drive in one game where he just sort of followed Devlin. I thought he was a makeshift emergency running back. Right. He did the job. Like, I give him credit for doing what he needed to do.
I don't need to see him. As long as I have
running backs?
As long as I have, guys who normally play the running back position or guys who have R and B next to their name in the media guide, I want them running the football, not Cordarrelle Patterson.
And I thought he was a fumble waiting to happen. I don't know if you watched. He took every handoff like a little kid, like with his like hands this? Out waiting for a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
No pocket, no fundamentals. Just give me the ball and I'm going to run.
Looks like you know what it looked like? It looked like my old 7-year-old flag football
yes,
team.
Yes, exactly.
No, Billy? No.
And it
wrap
can work
it
up there.
I want a scarf, Daddy. I want a t-shirt, Daddy.
In that league, you just give it to the fast kid, and it doesn't really matter how he takes it. He's going to run fast and run far.
And there were no fumbles either.
Right. There's no fumbles. Play's dead. Play's over.
You guys still get to keep the ball.
But I do agree with, what was it, Dave? No, that wasn't Dave. Who the hell was that just called?
I don't know. He's from Texas.
Scott from Texas. Yeah, he didn't even note. I really appreciate a call from Texas.
I do, too.
Friday before Christmas.
I'd like
we're getting
to get
a nice
more
call.
Phone calls from around the country.
See,
I'll
take
folks.
The calls from anywhere about anything.
Oh, I'm right there
keep
with you.
Keep them coming. This is what I did with Buck one other Friday, where he kept threatening to talk about his Hall of Fame ballot.
Oh, God.
And I promised people the more they called, we wouldn't talk Hall of Fame ballot.
Right,
and the lines just lit up.
All right, so what's our threat then? We need to come up with a threat.
What
if people don't
do?
Call, what will we discuss?
I got it. Oh, my God, it's perfect.
I'm going to kick their ass.
Shut up, Buck. It's absolutely perfect. We will sit here for the next 2 hours and 4 minutes. I'm getting this out at 51 now.
I like it.
It was 57 and 55. Now it's 551. We will sit here for the next two hours plus and talk about Mark James.
Oh, yeah.
How's
I can
that?
Rip him
you
for
wanna
2 hours.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
We will only say nice things about Mark James.
I'm out.
Sorry, Mark James.
Show and Melville. That's what we will do. If you don't call Andy Hart, we will do nothing but say nice things, wonderful things about Mark James. Hi, Joe. How are you?
All right. Merry Christmas, guys.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Merry Christmas.
All right. Well, I have a few thoughts on the Patriots. First, I think Belichick was right about Gilmore to pay him, and he's right to not pay Butler. So, I mean, at least that's a plus. But the other thing is, the Patriots seem to me like they still have a shot at the 2 seed. I mean, Houston's an underdog this week against the Eagles, and the Patriots should beat the Buffalo Bills, and they should beat the Jets. They should finish 11-5.
Yes.
So that gets them the 2 seed. I mean, I think the thing is they have a puncher's chance this year. I mean, you know, like I would be.
Yeah, their glass, like Joe, and everybody like else is bald bull.
I would like their chances. If they get a home game, they get the 2 seed, the home game. And if the Chargers can win, be the number 1 seed, you know, I like the Patriots to be able to go out and beat the Chargers in San Diego. I don't really like the Patriots' chances against the Chiefs in Kansas City, but.
Well, what's the difference? You know, what's the difference in liking them against San Diego?
The home field.
Yeah.
I'm with Joe on that.
No fans.
It's a soccer stadium that will be filled half full with Patriots fans. Remember, a couple of years ago, the regular stadium, whatever the hell it was still called in San Diego, was half full of Patriots fans. They were all behind the bench, and even the Chargers players themselves
are
talking about it.
There may be.
It's a road game.
11. It's still a road game.
You got to get on aircraft
one. And by the way, you're still playing a really, really good football team.
Do you believe that?
What?
That the Chargers are a really, really, really good football
yes.
team?
I'm not
so sure.
Why?
When
is
I
that your
them.
Little thing that you were going to bring up?
No,
it's
much bigger than that.
This is
going to blow minds,
really?
Incite calls, get me in trouble.
I should probably
all kinds of
save
things.
This to
FCC,
another segment.
Yes.
Drag this over
I would wait
segment.
Till you're next trending.
Why do you think the Chargers aren't a good football or a great football team?
I watched them and, you know, the Gordon injury has obviously been part of it in recent weeks.
And Eckler, they're down two running. There's
correct.
Top two running backs.
I'm not a big Phillip Rivers believer. Like, I think he's really good, but I'm not sure he's great. Even last week, was it last week's game I was watching where early on, the Chiefs game, that they beat the Chiefs. They ended up getting the upset, coming back. He missed. Early on, he underthrew a pass. A guy was wide open. It got picked off. He underthrew it again. They ended up in the completion. I think they're a good, not great team. But that again, I would give them a puncher's chance. I think they're with the Patriots. I think they're a puncher's chance team. I don't think they're an elite team.
See, to me, if it's Kansas City on the road, if it's Houston on the road, if it's San Diego on the road, if they beat any of those three teams, would I just fall over and just be shocked more than anything? No, because I look at those three teams, and I think they all have their flaws. Obviously, the Chiefs do because they don't really have a defense, but I would not be expecting it. Certainly wouldn't expect the Patriots to go in to any of those three places and win. I certainly wouldn't pick them to go win in any of those three places. And I think you're underrating San Diego, too.
I know.
You haven't said a damn thing about their defense, and their defense
is good.
I think is playing great right now.
And they have pass rushers, and the key to beating Brady and the Patriots in the postseason is
getting
pass
up the middle.
Rushers. But I watched them a couple weeks ago. They were in a dogfight with the Bengals. And I think the Bengals might be one of the worst teams in football right now. And I watched San Diego in a dogfight with a team that has, what is it, Jeff Driscoll as quarterback, no A.J. Green, no defense, a team that hired Hugh Jackson after he leaves. I mean, what are we doing here?
What a great decision.
You're in a dogfight with that team. So is San Diego good? Yeah. Are the Patriots still good? Yeah. Is Houston pretty good? Yeah. Could the Colts be pretty good? Yeah, they're coming off an impressive win, shutting out the Cowboys. So are all these teams good that are going to make the postseason? Yeah, that's why they're playoff teams.
But they're all flawed.
Any of them great?
No.
And I still think Kansas City, and I keep saying this, has by far the best losses of any team. You lost to San Diego in a comeback. You had that game. You were going to beat them. You lost in New England, and you lost in L.A. to the Rams in a 54-51 shootout. Do they give up points? Obviously. Yeah. Do they give up yards? Their defense isn't great. But I wouldn't want to play Kansas City. I'd much prefer to play at San Diego.
Give me at
San Diego over at Kansas City any day of the week.
Yeah, if you got to rank them, obviously.
You just told me San Diego's great. You think
they are great.
But obviously,
if you have to rank them, I wouldn't want to go. You know what?
So Kansas City's greater?
No, I've changed my mind. I have changed my mind. If you say to me, would you rather avoid Kansas City or would you rather avoid San Diego? I will tell you, I would rather avoid San Diego. Thank you very much, because they're a more well-balanced team than Kansas City is. I don't give a crap that they play in a 22,000 seat soccer stadium as opposed to a great home field advantage in Kansas City. I know that as average as my offense is, guess what? They can be great against the Kansas City defense, because the Kansas City defense sucks. And blows.
Since it can go either way, because San Diego and Kansas City are fighting for the number one seed, and only one of them is going to be the one, and then the other one's going to be a wild card team. Your preferences: going to Kansas City or going to San Diego? You'd take
going to Kansas City.
You'd rather go to Kansas City.
I would rather go to Kansas City.
What about
those are my two preferences?
One of those teams comes here. Which would you rather face in Foxborough?
Same thing.
Same thing. You'd rather face Kansas City.
I'd rather face Kansas City because I've already beaten them in my own building, number one. And number two.
Sliver.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let me. I want to pull up the. I've got it right here. Wins and losses. I just see a W next to the Patriots' name. I don't see a.
True.
W.
Did you see a win next to the Patriots' name or a loss next to the Chiefs' name?
Both. On one side, it says W.
We're not
Patriots,
about moral victories.
L for the Chiefs. When
but
we
the
come
scoreboard.
Back, Andy's big thing when we come back, and the Patriots injury report is out. We'll give you that.
Exciting.
When we come back, it's OMF with Hart and Dickerson, Sports Radio.
San Diego.
So what if two guys sack?
They both get a sack.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
At least I'm going to say that I tried.
You reserve the right to say no.
I really can't stay.
But you don't have to.
But it's cold outside. I've got to get home.
You know how to get there from here.
Say, where is my car?
I'll go and grab it, my dear.
Completely
really
offended by this song.
Grand.
We'll have to do this.
Yes,
I know. That's
agree.
That was the joke, Andy.
You know how many versions there are of the.
Because it's
I got you. But you know how many versions there are of the offensive one?
Which is quite a bit.
Like
all
almost,
Christmas songs.
I feel like every female singer or a chunk of them have done a version of this. And like the fact that people hate the song now and think it's a rape song or whatever.
Easy on people.
Some people.
Very small minority
mean,
of people.
Small.
Very
broad
small.
Broad brush you paint with.
But isn't that offensive to all these very successful, and some of them I'm guessing very... feminist singers who did the song?
Because they didn't know it was wrong.
How did they not know?
Ago. They just didn't.
Were they not paying attention to the words that were coming out of their mouth?
They were just singing. They weren't paying attention to the lyrics. It's just sort of like, you know, Andy, have you ever watched the movie Anchorman?
Yes.
Go Bleep Yourself, San Diego?
Yes.
They just read what's in front of them.
Whatever's
sing,
on the prompter.
Right,
who did that?
Whatever's on the lyric sheet in front of them, they just sing and they just go from there.
I feel like we could do that to you on a trending. Slip an F-bomb in there, you might read it. No?
Oh, this is awkward.
I'm going to say
try
no.
It coming up.
Let's you want to try it.
But no, now he knows. He's going to be on the lookout.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's do this.
You got to lull him.
For the 5 o'clock trending, just slip something in there. It doesn't have to be the F word or something. But
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Exactly. We'll put the question mark in the prompter. Slip something in there and see if you can get
it. Yeah,
me.
Like Eugene Chung added to the Patriots practice injury report.
You know why I used to do
You'd
that,
do
too?
That.
You know why I used to do that, too, back in the day?
Tanger.
Exactly. And he was not happy. He did not like
I am
like
not
it.
Surprised he it fell for it. Not-
He fell for it, and I think I did it like 2 or 3 times.
I think this is funny.
And I did his show the other night.
No, you did not. You did not think it was funny.
I'm done.
I did his show the other night.
You did.
And
how's he doing?
Fine. Okay. I hear you guys have grown apart.
A little bit, yeah.
See you later.
We don't talk anymore.
We don't.
Haven't for 2 years.
Isn't that a song? We don't talk anymore.
Yes.
Look at that.
It's the lyrics of a song.
It's about
Tang Wei and Dickerson. I don't know if you knew that.
You're the man!
The fact that you could slip something in. He was watching a TV show or a movie on his phone. On the set. I swear.
While you were talking.
3, 2, and he just pulled the buds out and we started. Like
he
certainly seemed more interested in his streaming show than he did his show.
It's
still good TV, though. I carried him.
Did you?
I carried him through
Everybody
a couple good segments.
Because he doesn't care anymore.
Yeah,
he hasn't cared in like 4 years.
Wow.
Why do you think he doesn't work here anymore? He doesn't
Akbar,
care.
He's the leader of ISIS.
Exactly. Thank you.
Starting
Abdul
to see why
Akbar
you guys are
the leader of ISIS. One of the funniest things I've ever heard on this radio station.
Al Akbar?
Is that what he called it? Was it Al Akbar?
Yeah, I thought it was a guy.
I thought he said Allah Akbar. I thought he called him the whole entire phrase. I thought he said the whole entire
phrase.
First
name's Al.
Middle name is the leader of ISIS.
Hey, you know, he's
one of the funniest things I've ever
heard. They
better
get him.
He's one of his, he's a
get
unique
that
guy.
Al Akbar guy. The ruination of this country. He's going to get us all.
So you really believe that San Diego has a home field advantage?
The Chargers.
Yes.
Yes, I do believe when you play down in San Diego.
It's hot.
It gets, even in January, it gets real hot in San Diego.
That old
Southern
stadium
California
is
area.
A dump. Qualcomm.
It's got a lot of charm to
they
it.
They should want a new
really,
stadium.
I would think that San Diego would want a new stadium,
yeah,
and I don't understand
would.
Why they have. I don't know why they haven't moved. You would think. I mean, I would think there's one team in L.A. already. The Rams are there, and the
right.
Rams are playing. They're going to play in a brand new stadium in a
right.
couple of years that they're building on the side of the old Hollywood Park. I would think that the Chargers could probably get in on that, and you could have two teams like you do with the Jets and the Giants in New York.
Right. San Diego should threaten to move out of San Diego.
I'm surprised that they haven't done it yet.
For the here and now, it's a strong home field advantage
exactly,
in San Diego.
Exactly. I can't even keep a straight face.
Stephen
anymore.
A. Smith calling in. Hey, guys, I thought they'd moved. Talking all you jerk texters. We know that the Chargers are in L.A., but guess what? They were in San Diego forever for
My
like 50 years.
Ali, I was 3 years old.
Shut up, Stephen. I'm on a rant here. So we know they move, but guess what? Sometimes things, they get stuck in your brain or in your mouth, and your mouth just says San Diego. We know they're in L.A. Guess what? The Associated Press actually put out a playoff story. The AP, a wire service that feeds every newspaper in the country.
Zip it.
And has a million editors put out a story that the headline and the lead paragraph had the San Diego Chargers. So it happens, you perfect texters.
Don't get
all of you. Yes.
Why do you get so
They're
upset?
In L.A., not San Diego.
Why do people get so angry?
207-940-860.
Oh, by a texter.
Text them back.
508. No, that's what you do. You call them.
I called once.
I was on a show and you called a guy once.
I know, but you know why I did. Do you remember why I did?
Because you're crazy.
Well, there is that.
Were you
that
looking for a different answer?
That is part of the reason. Yes, I was.
Text line is
3793. If you remember the exact reason.
I don't.
Explained this the other day on Mutt and Callahan. My mom had just passed. So some a-hole had come on, and I had looked at the text line. I wasn't, you know, like some people, and staring, you know.
Right.
We got
head
some,
up the
some text and tweet.
I wasn't up the ass of the text line, like some people's heads are.
Yes.
But somebody said something about my mother, and this is like literally like weeks after she
right.
died. And
I didn't remember that.
God.
Now, for the
oh.
texters, stop with this, okay?
I just blew a friggin' gasket.
I'd like
I
to
remember
forget that part. I'd like to just think you're crazy.
Oh, so you want me to just take that?
Just fly off the handle at any time to a texter.
Let's start this again.
See, you made it a little serious there.
So one time I called a texter. You know why? Because he called me a jerk. And
exactly.
I said, damn it.
I am not a jerk.
Who the hell are you to call me a jerk? I'm going to. I was so angry at him.
See, I like to tell it in general. Dickerson, you know, he replies to the texters. He calls them. Every time somebody's mean to him, he calls them.
So next time you're on, you're just gonna leave out that second part.
I do think the Baltimore Colts are dangerous.
What about the Cleveland Browns? How about
they're
them?
The Ravens
huh?
now?
How about the Cleveland
nah,
Browns?
They're the Ravens now.
No, the Cleveland Browns.
But the Ravens.
But what about the Cleveland Browns?
Baltimore Colts. The Oilers. I wouldn't want to play the Oilers.
Do you want to play the Boston Patriots?
I think not. All the teams that have moved are in the mix. Ravens, the Colts, the Browns, the Titans, the Texans / Houston.
San Diego.
No wonder we have so many problems keeping track of all this.
Let's go to Mike. It's your sport. Mike and Randolph. NBA, we stay put, baby. Or they stay put. I'm no longer we.
Greg, Andy, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Mike, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So first things first. They will always be San Diego to me. I don't care what anybody says.
Got that right, Mike.
San Diego Chargers.
San Diego.
Oh, that's the song. So, Andy, I want to jump on one thing. You said they have better losses. If you really look at it, they've lost to each other once. They both lost to the Rams.
Yep.
The only difference in losses is San Diego lost at Denver, tough game. Kansas City lost at a flawed New England team, tough place to play. Both tough places to play. I'm going to give them a wash on that.
Okay.
The difference here is this. If the Patriots want to win, they have to literally play in a shootout, okay? And the only way they have a chance to do so is against Kansas City. I'm telling you, that San Diego defense, Greg, is right. They have pass rushers. That defense is fast. They have weapons. They can run the ball. They can throw the ball. They have a Hall of Fame quarterback. I believe they're the best team in the AFC, could be the best team in football.
I got to tell you, Mike. You made a solid argument for the Chargers, the San Diego Superchargers.
San Diego. Are you willing to agree with us, Mike?
He made a better argument than you did. No. Why were they in a dogfight with the Bengals?
Why were they in a dogfight with the Bengals?
Don't repeat the question, Glenn. You just ordwaited.
Listen. Why are you asking me why they were in a dogfight with the Bengals? Why don't you tell me why they were in a dogfight with the Bengals?
They're not that good.
I disagree.
They're a good, not great team.
I will tell you this. Let me tell you. Andy Hart, I will tell you this, and you remember this.
Trip out big. He big.
The San Diego Chargers, they may get to the Super Bowl, but they also may not get to the Super Bowl. Do you understand that?
Threw me down.
They're either going to get there or they're not going to get there. And you're going to hear that first and only from me.
I was like, our reception's bad in Canton.
617-779-7937. It's Andy Hart. It's Greg Dickerson. We still have the big Andy Hart news. And, oh, by the way, I'm not going to tease this anymore because it's no big deal. Rob Gronkowski, no longer on the Patriots injury report. He was removed from the list, as was Cordarrelle Patterson.
It's weird.
Unfortunately, Brandon King's still on.
That he has both back and ankle injuries that pop up on Thursday and both go away on Friday.
Magically
the
go
damnedest
away
thing.
The next day.
It's crazy. I gotta tell you, that training staff, they deserve
good.
A raise.
Not those super, super pliable.
Two injuries, one day gone.
Well, Patterson was an illness.
Yeah, no, I'm.
Well, you're a house man.
Ankle and back, Rob Gronkowski. What? I am crediting Jim Whalen, Joe Van Allen, and the rest of the training staff.
Yeah, because you're a suck up house man. I'm going to go where he really got healthy.
Right.
That would be TB12.
Ever since he got on that pliability plan, he's really been a great pedestrian tight end who can't score touchdowns anymore.
Mike Lombardi joins us at the bottom of the hour. More of your phone calls. 617-779-7937. It's OMF Sports Radio WEEI.